Unto you a Savior is born, Jesus Christ the Lord. You will find him a babe in the manger. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. This is perhaps my favorite Christmas quote. And it's not a Christmas quote at all. It's my Christmas quote, because I've declared it to be. And I invite you to let this become one of yours. Neville Goddard says, "The mystery, Christ in you, is your imagination by which your world is molded. The hope of glory is your awareness of the ability to rise perpetually to higher levels. Christ is not to be found in history or external forms. You find Christ only when you become aware of the fact that your imagination is the only redemptive power." Wherever you are in life, wherever you are in the world, the hope of glory is your awareness of the ability to rise perpetually to higher levels. Your imagination is your savior. Your imagination is your redeemer. And you can imagine yourself literally out of any prison, any captivity, any war, any isolation. Some of us have done that literally, been in wars, been held captive. A lot of us have also done it in other ways. Being at war with wealth or happiness or our spouses. Being held captive to finances. Your imagination is your redeemer. Your imagination is your savior. So Neville Goddard says, your imagination is the only redemptive power. When this is discovered, the towers of dogma will have heard the trumpets of truth. And like the walls of Jericho, crumble to dust. The towers of dogma will hear the trumpets of truth. Wow. Because they look and they feel solid like towers. They're formidable. The towers of dogma. By the way, dogma isn't just church. Dogma is what you watch on CNN. Dogma is what you hear in gossip. Well, the economy's bad. People are losing their houses. I hope you and your business will be okay. This always happens when... You don't have to buy into that stuff. The towers of dogma will hear the trumpets of truth, and the walls of Jericho crumble to dust. What if the most formidable thing in your life right now, what feels so big, so powerful compared to you, crumbled to dust? Because it's only your dogma that keeps the towers in place. When you hear the trumpet of truth, and you're listening to the trumpet of truth right now, everything changes. As far as I'm concerned, it's the active imaginers. It's those who choose to take their lives into their own hands. Those who choose to awaken to their redemptive power. We are the ones that bless the whole world. Because if you look around, most of the people, most of the time, they're just parrots. It's like they've been under mass hypnosis. They listen to what the news says, what the neighbor says, and they blindly repeat it. They feel bad when they notice someone feeling bad. Your job is not to feel bad when someone feels bad. Your job is to redeem. Unto us a babe, a child is born. The Redeemer. And any time you choose to feel bad for someone who feels bad or someone who's got it bad, instead of lifting them up, you aren't redeeming. Anytime you choose to feel bad because of the bad that has happened to you, you aren't redeeming. Let today, let this year coming up, be a year of redemption, of freedom, of rising higher and higher. My name is Mr. 2020, and I want to thank you for listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And now let us go into the silence. The towers of dogma will have heard the trumpets of truth, and the walls of Jericho crumble to dust. This is the trumpet of truth. Your imagination is your redeemer. You get to give virgin birth to what you choose every day. My name is Mr. 2020. And I want to thank you for listening. If you want to dive deeper, if you want to soar higher, go invest in some goodies. Go invest in Yule at NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.